Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about Plug Power again. They have been making some big deals. Tell us about the latest one.
Sure. Most recently, Plug Power is forming a joint venture with Europe's second largest automaker to produce fuel cell-powered commercial trucks. The joint venture is with Groupe Renault of France and will start within the next 6 months. It's the second collaboration with a multi-billion dollar international company that Plug has announced in the past week. SK Group of South Korea and Plug agreed on a similar partnership last week to make and sell fuel cells and hydrogen fueling stations. The SK Group agreement will give Plug a sales pipeline across a large part of Asia with a heavy focus in South Korea, China, and Vietnam. The Renault deal could give Plug Power a foothold in Europe and puts the company in the vehicle market, which is an expansion of the business right now. Plug Power spent the past decade building a market for hydrogen fuel cell-powered forklifts by selling to Amazon, Walmart, Home Depot, and other big corporations that use massive distribution centers. And more recently, Plug has prepared to push into other markets while building fuel cells to power drones, trucks, and provide backup power for data centers and utility companies. Plug's chief executive, Andy Marsh, says the company has gone from being a U.S. company to an international one overnight. Marsh believes that teaming up with Renault will give the companies an edge in chasing market share for fuel cell-powered commercial vehicles in Europe. And according to Marsh, the partnership also will add technical capabilities, improve quality, and lead to cost reductions for Plug Power.
You have another story in the paper. These have to be very optimistic people who are putting together a new event space and winery planned for a former horse farm in Malta.
Steve Minetto is a Half Moon resident, and he's proposing the redevelopment of a horse farm on about 34 acres in Malta, close to Exit 13 off the Northway. The business would be family-run, and there's plans to repurpose three existing buildings and construct a new one. An existing building would be for the wine tasting, and there would be an eating area with seating up to about 80 people with an outdoor patio. And the plan is to provide food trucks instead of full-service dining. Existing buildings would be used for retail space and storage as well, and a new proposed building would become an event space. Minetto's plan is to plant a vineyard along Old Post Road and transport the grapes off-site for wine production. The grounds would also have a playground area for kids, and the plan is to host tractor rides and other events.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Head to albanybusinessreview.com to read more. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.